Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
D-Day, June 6, 1944. That's preparing the broadcast for airing this weekend. And thinking about the sacrifices that were made by those brave men on that auspicious day humbles my heart. And while I wouldn't even make the effort to compare the trial of our time to theirs, I can tell you that the consequences of failure in our current battle are every bit, or perhaps even more, significant. Breaking up is hard to do, Neil Sedaka. Thank you very much. Conspiracies and lessons. When the Titans are slinging mud at each other, it's hard to avoid the splatter. And by the way, Grok told me that this has settled down as of February 2026. Yeah, I'm not kidding. More about that in a moment. Zelensky pleads for peace. Lindsay Blumenthal visits Zelensky. Zelensky launches a drone attack on Russia's bombers, destroying about a third of Russia's nuclear-capable bomber fleet. 7 satellite confirmed destroyed. One of Ukraine's most effective strikes thus far. Putin vows retaliation. Zelensky pleads for peace. How do you put all that together? Russia calls this attack its Pearl Harbor moment. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Yes, breaking up is hard to do, Neil Sedaka, conspiracies and lessons. When the Titans are slinging mud at one another, it's hard to avoid the splatter. But take a look at this for a moment here. I've been playing with AI a lot lately, trying to figure out which engine I'm going to use and so on. Grok told me that this has settled down as of February 2026. I'm not kidding. Now, I have found Grok 3 to be very useful. And I haven't given up on it just because I've had a couple of weird experiences and I want to share them with you. A while back, I was doing some research. It's really good for that. And Chinese characters showed up in Grok's response. Well, I followed up by copying and pasting the Chinese characters in a query asking what they mean. The response was, police. I kid you not. I asked why the Chinese word for police would appear, it seemed randomly, in a response to a query about a Bible question. I think I noticed a bit of blushing in the answer. It's how human this feels sometimes. And my next query was, does this signify that something I said in my query or in your response got the attention of the Chinese police? Apologizing for the oopsie and explaining it was a glitch. Grok and I carried on. AI actually engaged me in some casual banter about it, and it was kind of fun, and thanked me for pointing out the glitch. The Chinese word for police randomly appearing in a Grok response to a Bible query. Very weird. Today, I had another very weird thing happen. I queried about the ongoing spat between Trump and Elon. And here is the opening sentence in response. Quote, the public feud between former President Donald Trump and Elon Musk, which erupted dramatically in June 2025, has significantly quieted down as of February 2026, with no major public escalations since the initial clash, end quote. So I had to do a double take on that one, obviously. I mean, did I read this correctly? Let's look at it again. Quote, the public feud between former President Donald Trump, and Elon Musk, which erupted dramatically in June 2025, has significantly quieted down as of February 2026, excuse me. Yeah, Grok referred to Trump as former president and predicted that in February 2026, things will have significantly quieted down. It's just so bizarre. That sounds like something Biden would say. I asked in a follow-up query, if AI can now predict the future, why can't it accurately reflect the present? February 2026, yeah. That's a few months into the future, right? And Trump is not at present the former president. Well, anyway, that summarizes my conversation with Grok. I can provide copies of this correspondence. Let me know if you want it. By the way, I have not given up on using AI or continuing my exploration with Grok and some others I've used too, and they all have these little glitches. But this experience has made me realize that AI might be too human. For example, I don't like the moralizing. I don't like AI telling me this is fake news, you shouldn't use it. I don't need them to tell me that. But anyway, more on that later on as I continue my exploration of AI, my engagement with it. In the explanation for how these errors happened, Grok mentioned it could have been a misassociation in its subconscious. No, I'm serious. This is what it said. A misassociation in its subconscious. For example, quote, for example, mentioning Musk's $277 million in 2024 campaign support might have triggered a subconscious association with Trump's pre-inauguration status, leading to the incorrect label, end quote. Now, by the way, I did follow up further and ask about the whole idea of AI having a subconscious, and we did have some playful and interesting banter. Okay, enough of that. What is the update on the Trump-Musk kerfuffle? To summarize, a dispute supposedly arose over the Big Beautiful Bill. I say supposedly because Elon, I think, has known about the general outlines of the bill at least from early on. And the idea that he is simply naive about how Congress works, or that he lacks sufficient brain power to understand a concept like legally a reconciliation bill, cannot address discretionary spending. The expenditures addressed in Elon's Doge discoveries. So, it doesn't make sense that Elon's problem with the bill would be a failure to address his proposed cuts. And I don't think that's where he's coming from. Furthermore, why would he be angry at Trump about that? That's the responsibility of the Congress. I mean, you would think he'd join the rest of us, or lead the rest of us to chastise Congress, and keep up the pressure there in hopes of getting the big spenders booted out in 2026 and replaced with some genuine fiscal conservatives. I mean, some real MAGA patriots. But since this rift began with and seems to continue to center on the dispute over the Big Beautiful Bill, let's go ahead and go there. Apparently, as best as I can put together a timeline, it started on May 1, 2025, when Musk signaled that he was stepping back from Doge. It was later revealed that Trump asked him to do that. That's interesting. Not being fired. I'll explain it later. May 27, Musk publicly criticized Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. It can be big or it can be beautiful, but it probably can't be both, he said. And you know what? I think most of us agree with that. He felt the bill did not go far enough to address the deficit, something else I think with which most of us would agree. And Trump too, by the way. He felt the bill contradicts the efficiency agenda. I'll explain that in a moment. Trump made no response to any of that. May 30, Trump presented Musk with a golden White House key and signaled that Elon would be encouraged to remain engaged in an advisory capacity. Musk agreed to continue as an advisor. Musk explained his black eye as arising from horseplay with his son. Now, that's only significant because later Trump brings it up in a oblique kind of weird way. But June 3 to 4, Musk escalates his criticism of the BBB, the Big Beautiful Bill. He calls it a, quote, disgusting abomination, end quote. Whoa. He calls it, quote, a massive, outrageous, pork-filled measure. And he urged his followers to pressure their representatives to, quote, kill the bill, end quote. Wow. Now that's taking it to a different level. Now, Trump at first continued to avoid direct confrontation with Musk. Caroline reports that after this, that, quote, Trump already knows where Elon stood on this bill, end quote. To summarize Elon's decision to begin politicking against the bill, I mean, to stand up in direct opposition to Trump's agenda, that's what triggered this war, a war between friends. Trump commented that he understood Musk's objection to the bill, but resented his form, the way he approached handling his objections. Tomorrow night, I'm going to list 50 reasons we should support this bill, and all of those are reasons Musk should. And I'll explain why the bill does include some pork, and it does, and why the Congress continues to ignore the deficit. But how that the only way forward toward addressing the deficit and all of our problems, and they are legion, is by getting this bill passed and then begin chipping down on the deficit through executive rescission requests, where the president uses his prerogative to stop spending in an area where he doesn't believe we need it or that it shouldn't be done, and then starting a clock that ticks off 45 days, giving Congress an opportunity to examine it and decide whether or not to agree and withdraw that funding or to require the executive to go forward with it. It's an interesting executive tool to control spending that I think I heard that it's never been used before. I think Elon is smart enough to understand all that. And that's the only thing that even remotely suggests there might be something to Trump's complaint that Elon's vicious attack against the big, beautiful bill came after Trump asked Elon to step down. I think they really came to a mutual agreement on that. Elon had put a time limit on it anyway, and that time was coming up. So there's more to that than I know. I didn't know that even until Trump revealed it in an ex post responding to Musk's ongoing attacks on the big, beautiful bill. Musk's response seems to confirm rather than deny it. And the reasons for the decision to ask him to step down, it's been suggested, a lot of rumors, a lot of conspiracies, you know how that is. But is that Elon was showing signs of serious wear, and he was getting attacked so much and was hurting his businesses, and it was necessary to adjust public perception also regarding their relationship. Now, I'm going to go into that more on Saturday night for Brain Massage Live at about 7 p.m., but Trump's decision to go there certainly escalated the argument. He calls Musk crazy and suggests perhaps he should save money, if that's what Musk wants, by eliminating the billions of dollars that are spent on government subsidies and contracts with Elon's enterprises. Of course, this led to further escalation on the part of Musk, who decided to, quote, drop the really big bomb. At real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That's the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT. End quote. So now we are clearly in a mud fight here. Now we're just getting nasty and personal. All right. And you could argue that Trump started it, or you can argue that Elon did. I've looked at this in every way that I can. And anyway, along with that, Musk reposted an ex post calling for Trump's impeachment. What? And replacing him with J.D. Vance. And he attacks yet another critical Trump policy, the tariff gambit. Now, I'll talk about the tariff gambit and this other business. The accusation that Donald is named in the Epstein files in my Brain Massage Live Thursday night. And you could find that on Facebook, X, LinkedIn, and, of course, my Rumble page. For some reason, Trump now responds with a steady, clear-headed statement. I don't know. At the end of the day, these guys are human, okay? And when titans start slinging mud, everybody ducks or gets splatter in the mug. Sides are taken, polarization begins, and finally blood is drawn. It's an ugly thing. And I hate to see this. Anyway, Trump on June 5 posts, quote, I don't mind Elon turning against me, but he should have done so months ago. This is one of the greatest bills ever presented to Congress. It's a record cut in expenses, $1.6 trillion, and the biggest tax cut ever given. If this bill doesn't pass, there will be a 68% tax increase, and things far worse than that. I didn't create this mess. I'm just here to fix it, end quote. You see what I mean? Wouldn't it have been nice if that had been his initial response and not an accusation impugning Musk's character, you know, bringing into question his motives? Whatever. But the fact is, I don't know what I don't know. And listen, folks, what I do know is that Trump is usually right. I mean, how many times has that been proved out? Even Elon put a hat on that said Trump was right about everything. In any case, Trump's June 5 post was a great invitation to de-escalate. And unfortunately, it appears Elon didn't take the hint, didn't respond in kind. He does something that exposes and an inclination toward rash response. He threatened to decommission SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft. Oh, that would be very sad. I would like to see him lead us into the Star Trek age. And that spacecraft thing that he's building is very important to NASA's International Space Station mission. Quote, in light of the president's statement about cancellation of my government contracts, at SpaceX will begin decommissioning its Dragon spacecraft immediately, end quote. What? Now, friend, it's obvious that Trump's statement about canceling Musk's contract was not a statement of an intention to do so. It was a jab at Musk to stop and think about the high horse he has mounted in his attacks on the Big Beautiful Bill and on Trump. Musk has a legitimate concern. Trump, frankly, is not as concerned about the use of debt as leverage, but he does have enough savvy in finance to know where the limits are. And he knows the government is bloated. That's why he got Elon on the whole Doge thing. That a $1.6 trillion savings is a decrease in the rate of deficit increase, not a reduction in the deficit necessarily. Although that's pretty complicated. Trump knows this has to be addressed, and there is a legitimate debate to be had over how we approach this matter. But right now, we desperately need to advance on Trump's campaign agenda. And sorry, boys, he did not campaign on reducing the deficit. Never mentioned it. And everything he did campaign on is, as a matter of fact, addressed in this bill. We'll go over 50 of them. Saturday night. The point is this, Mr. Musk and all his friends, and I'm one of them, by the way, but the fact is, if we decide right now to zero in on that one thing as the number one priority and do not first get this economy moving upward, well, the kind of cuts that would be necessary to bring the deficit to zero would destroy the economy. We need to stimulate economic growth, friend. Look, everyone knows there are three immediate things you do when you're dealing with a deficit in your budget. First, you cut any nonsense or wasteful spending. Enter DOGE. And then second, you do what you can to increase revenue. You've got to get that going. Tax reductions, everybody knows this, stimulate economic growth, which increases revenues for everybody, including the government. And then three, the balance, if it's not fully addressed by one and two, it's going to have to be addressed through serious spending cuts, even if you have to cut into muscle at that point. Look, anyone who approaches a deficit exclusively with spending cuts, and that's it, is going to depress the economy in a major way. Whether it's a family economy or a church economy or a company or whatever, all the way up to and including the government. Now, here's a caveat. I understand where Elon's coming from, but look, to get the votes needed to pass that bill, we could not depend on some of these gophers. So some pork had to be thrown into the junkyard to get the junkyard dogs on board. I have no respect for them, but we are dealing with the fact that the Congress has to vote for this thing. Sorry, Elon. Sorry, Rand. And the rest of you, but this problem comes from both sides of what they call the aisle. The difference here is that the dimwits, They vote together as a bloc no matter what, and it's just against Trump, period. That's it. The problem is that some of these gophers are selfish war pigs. I understand Lindsey got $46 billion in there for Zelensky. How do you suppose that went down for Trump when he tried to swallow that one? He's not getting everything he wants either, friend. You obstruct progress toward getting what you want for this country because you think all the cuts must happen now? Or, okay, let's qualify that because I doubt that that's what Elon's looking for. Let me temper that. I don't believe Musk is a small-minded man. I think he's brilliant. You want to see progress toward the goal of a balanced budget, right? So, a $1.6 trillion step in that direction isn't good enough? Now, whoa, slow down. I am aware of the controversy regarding the claim that the BBB includes a $1.6 to $1.7 trillion savings in mandatory spending. I understand the deficit reduction narrative includes sometimes fuzzy math when you're debating this thing. And every federal assessment of government spending has always included fuzzy math and game playing, including the CBO calculations, especially the Congressional Budget Office, or the CBO, which has no metric for considering the offset of increased revenues that are generated with tax cuts. I know. The CBO adds cuts to the deficit because it can't account for any anticipated increase in revenues. That always results with tax cuts. I also know that the bill reduces the deficit by only 1.4, not 1.6 to 1.7, after honest adjustments are made for the one-time spending increases that we need for defense and for border security. So, it depends on who you're listening to, Elon. Experience, historical experience, tells us the CBO is wrong every time. It's never been right. When they tried to beat up Reagan for his fiscal policies, they were wrong. They've consistently been proved wrong. I have a whole lot more confidence in Reagan-Trump economics than I ever have had for the communist system. Generating increased revenue to address a budget deficit is not voodoo economics. It's common sense. The problem has been that when we do give Congress more money, they spend. Like drunken sailors, as Reagan put it. With the difference being, as Reagan put it, the drunken sailor is spending his own money. These no good nicks in Congress are spending ours and our children's. And that needs a stop. It's never a bad idea to spend what is needed to take care of defense and border security. But if our Pentagon is paying $4,000 for a toilet seat that costs $20, I want to know where the other $3,980 went. And that's where DOGE comes in. Or also in exposing the pork the greedy Republican war pigs have demanded in exchange for their vote. Go ahead. Talk about that. Expose that. Get on top of your hill there at X and just holler that one. But don't derail MAGA, the MAGA train, because some very primary vulnerable gophers, by the way, are on that train. Let's get them off. Hold on to the break, my dear friends. Your brain must...
Folks, I've gone a bit long in this segment. We're going to skip the break and just roll right along.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow...
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jai Bach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march and the enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Zelensky pleads for peace. Lindsey Blumenthal visits Zelensky. Zelensky launches drone attack on Russia's bombers, destroying about a third of Russia's nuclear-capable bomber fleet. And Putin vows retaliation. Zelensky pleads for peace. Russia calls this attack Russia's Pearl Harbor moment. Well, we know where that led for Japan. Russia retaliated, launching one of its largest air assaults in the course of the war, targeting Kiev and other cities. With 407 drones and decoys, 40 cruise missiles, 6 ballistic missiles, killing, quote, at least 4 people and injuring dozens. Ukraine was able to neutralize Russia's attack on 385 aerial targets. Huh. This sounds like numbers we hear in reports of Islamic missile attacks on Israel. Over the last 2 weeks, Putin has ratcheted up his ground assault, advancing 150 square kilometers, that's 93 miles, pushing back ground lost before in Russia's Kursk region in 2024. So, you know, where's this all going here? Both Putin and Zelensky have sabotaged Trump's peace efforts. Trump must feel like David did when he said, "I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war." Where David was actually dealing with Meshach. That's modern Moscow. And here's what he said. "Woe is me that I sojourn in Meshach, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war." Putin is not going to yield without at least achieving some progress in his ambition to extend the borders of Russia to include all of Ukraine. Trump's options seem to be narrowing. The U.S. will either stand by and let Europe and Ukraine take on Russia and wait to see how that plays out, or we will cave to the war pigs, go all in for Ukraine, and make it finally clear to Putin that Ukraine is off limits. The risk of U.S. withdrawal from the mess is we get sucked into a world war. One thing is certain, interference on the part of Lindsey, Blumenthal, and more recently Pompeo is interfering with Trump's effort to get peace, and I think it's criminal, and they should be tried. Can Europe stop Putin without America? Almost no one thinks so, including Europe. Trump's solution, if accepted, would have stopped all of this, but neither Putin nor Zelensky wanted peace. Obama gave Crimea to Putin as practically like a gift, and Biden was, I think, orchestrating a way to give the rest of Ukraine to him. That's my opinion about that. And Trump's peace deal would have ceded significant portions of Ukraine to Putin. However, from my desk, it looked like a good deal for everybody, especially with an American commercial presence in Ukraine, establishing a natural national interest for America in Ukraine and a natural barrier against future Russian aggression. Zelensky's a pig. He needs to be gotten rid of. But if you look at it from the perspective of the people of Ukraine, do they want an independent nation or not? So in its most basic terms, Zelensky and the Biden autopencracy poked the bear with talk about Ukraine joining NATO. Putin responded by rolling his tanks into Ukraine. He accepted the invitation. Ukraine had not joined NATO, but Russia had rolled in with tanks, which seemed to me to justify Ukraine's concern. After all, he took Crimea, right? And has refused to leave. And that, by the way, that whole war that started in 2014 has never been resolved, never been concluded. In my opinion, Obama's autopencracy, I can think about it, using Biden as his decoy, purposely poked the bear, and I think it was a backroom invitation between Obama and Putin. That's my opinion. And I've said that all along. So to reduce this to the simplest terms, staying with the facts as we know them, Putin's professed triggering issue was Ukraine joining NATO. So the deal should be Russia gets out of Ukraine and Ukraine does not get into NATO. There you go. We're done. Meanwhile, NATO tells Russia that at this time, Ukraine is under its protection. So Zelensky has to behave to enjoy that protection. Now, hey, Ukraine, let's get to dealing here and settle this and seal the deal on this rare earth minerals agreement that's been made. And if you're smart, you'll understand that this ties America's national interests to yours, to your protection in a natural way. Russia, quit being an agitator for war and let's get rid of these economically stifling sanctions. Let's all get busy building instead of breaking things up. I've lit the lamps, the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call me. 1-805-314-2114 or go to our website, brainmassage.net. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Go to God's War 2020.com.